Yeah, so as you mentioned there in your opening, GDPR is coming in, so the General Data Protection Regulation. And what GDPR is, in a nutshell, is it's just harmonizing all the data protection legislation across the EU member states. So whereas before, if you were using an app, say WhatsApp or Facebook, as you mentioned, EU citizens' rights to privacy weren't taken as seriously, whereas GDPR puts the right, EU citizens' right to privacy at the heart of the legislation. And if companies aren't compliant, they are subject to hefty fines and then obviously the reputational damage that will incur.
I use WhatsApp. From what I understand, they've changed some of the terms and conditions in that you used to be able to use WhatsApp from 13, age 13 upwards, but now under this new legislation, you need to be 16 to use WhatsApp, which is a messaging application.
Yeah, so the digital age of consent is increasing.
Well, when you say digital age of consent, what does that mean?
So the age that people can actually give consent, so it goes back to a key component of the GDPR is the legal basis to collect the data. So in the terms of WhatsApp, not quite a number of applications, they want explicit consent, and that's in the form of an opt-in, or in a political context, it would mean a signature.
Is this something that's going to pop up saying, do you accept these terms and conditions?
Exactly. It can't be just implied consent. It has to be explicit.
But even so, do you think people will still take the time to read it?
I think what we're seeing is, particularly over the last few weeks and months after that Cambridge Analytica scandal,
This is the data mining firm linked to Donald Trump's 2016 presidential campaign.
yeah, exactly.
Okay, so go ahead there.
You've seen that a lot of people are more aware of the types of information or the amount of information that is being collected by these apps or these websites. And with couple that with GDPR, I think people will take a greater interest in what information is being collected. And it goes back to that saying, is if you're not paying for the product, then you are the product.
So for political campaigns, how is that going to affect people?
So then going back to that Cambridge Analytica and the scandal behind that, it all comes from an app built on the Facebook platform where Facebook users interacted with that application. And then that data was sold to various organizations around the world. In this case, it was Cambridge Analytica. They used it to do micro-targeting of voters within the US. They also worked on the Brexit campaign, as you mentioned. And what happened there was they manipulated voters into going down a particular thought process using fake news. Whereas with GDPR, this allows voters to consent. So if you do not want to be micro-targeted, then don't give your consent.
When you say micro-targeted, it's like a very specific age group, a very specific demographic, that kind of thing, is it?
Yes. So what micro-targeting is pushing out a message through sponsored advertising to a particular subsection. So if we were to use it in the US context, it could be targeting Republican voters, female, between the age of 30 and 40, and have various interests in, say, transport or whatever the issue, whatever their interests may be. So you're able to target a particular subsection of that group with messages that will be of relevance, where people will be able to click on those messages. And then likewise, I think the term Cambridge Analytica used, they'd go down the rabbit hole then.
So I'm just trying to get my head around how it's going to work.
So you can opt out. So that's a big feature of GDPR. You'll be able to opt out of these messages that are being pushed onto Facebook and other
Got
applications like that.
it. Okay. Brendan, we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you very much for your time. Thanks for coming on Inside Europe.
Thank